So I asked Dean Robinson if I could borrow these two bowls from him to talk this morning about old wounds. Both of these bowls, I have to show off the bowls. First one's very heavy. This beautiful, beautiful bowl. And the second one is like it, a little smaller. Both of these were made from a burl on a tree that blew down in a storm on Dean and Mandy's property. Now, a burl, you may know, is a malformation or a growth on a tree that's caused by some kind of injury. Could have been storm damage, could have been a virus or a fungus. What should have been a new branch never gets past the bud stage. And over time, the tree grows around that injured site. And what results can look like a pretty unsightly blob on a tree trunk. Burls can grow very large. Some of the largest documented burls grow, not surprisingly, in the coastal redwoods in California. One measures 26 feet. To the carpenter who's looking for a smooth, straight grain in wood, a burl is a nuisance and a blemish. But to an appreciative eye, the irregular patterns in burls are fascinating, prized, and valued. Now, Dean tells me that God had already done a lot of the work in creating these two bowls because the burl was hollow when Dean cut it in half. So for him to turn one burl into two bowls that look like this, all that was needed was a little turning, a little chiseling, a little sanding, and then some waiting as the wood dried and shrunk into its new shape. And as you can see, a sheen of oil was applied, and voila, something very beautiful that comes from an old wound. Now I need to put the very heavy one back. But if you want to come look at it afterwards, it's worth the trip up front to see it. The gospel story from Mark for today similarly tells of something beautiful emerging from an old wound. The story of this woman who has no name is embedded at the center of Jesus' work in Galilee. When he encounters her, Jesus has taught in the synagogue, and he will again. He's performed many healings, and he will do many more. He has called his 12 disciples, but he will also commission them to go out and heal. And he has crossed the Sea of Galilee, where he's healed sick foreigners in a region known as the Decapolis, and now he's come back to Galilee. And when he sets foot on land, he's greeted almost immediately by a crowd. Among that crowd is the synagogue leader Jairus, who's come to ask Jesus to heal his sick daughter. And on the way to Jairus' house, Jesus encounters this sick woman whose story we heard in scripture this morning. Because she receives the healing she seeks, we tend to see her as a sympathetic character in the story. She's been sick for a long time, 12 years. Culturally, because she is bleeding, she's considered unclean for all those years, meaning nobody was supposed to touch her. Not her family, not her girlfriends, not the people she meets in the marketplace. This illness, this bleeding, let's be honest, folks, might even cause an odor. So not only has she been shunned for ritual reasons, people may have avoided her because of, well, the smell. And she spent all the money she had on cures that did not cure. So whatever her status may once have been, today she is poor. Probably hasn't been able to buy new clothes for a while. Likely she's nutritionally compromised now. She's maybe just one step away from being the beggar on the street. And so our hearts go out to her. And yet this woman is also very bold. She defies both courtesy and convention. Here she is out in public, where she could unintentionally bump into someone, causing them to become unclean through contact with her. Has she no concern for other people? She doesn't send her husband, if she has one, to plead on her behalf, the way Jairus pleads for his daughter. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Women don't confront men in public. And she stops Jesus when he is already on his way to the home of the synagogue leader, as if she thinks she's more important than the synagogue leader. And she doesn't even ask. The nerve of her, she just comes up behind Jesus where she thinks he won't notice. Single-minded in purpose, she grasps what she wants. She's through with waiting. She's done with being rejected. She is ready to claim the promise of Jesus, the promise of healing and wholeness to all who believe. Did you notice what happens next in the scripture story? At that very moment, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, and he looked around carefully to see who had done it. We might hear those words and think, uh-oh, she is in big trouble now. That's not what Jesus says. First of all, notice that even though she touched him, Jesus is not made unclean through her touch. In fact, it's the opposite that occurs. When she touches his clothes, her uncleanness ends. She has not just healed. Her 12 years of suffering are over. She is restored, cured of her disease, raised to new life, just like Jairus' daughter will be. Notice too that Jesus does not say, "You should have waited your turn." Jesus does not say, "Shame on you, you shouldn't have." Jesus does not say, "I'm taking that back." There's no slap on the wrist. There's no judgment. There's no consequences for her grab of grace, except there is her blessing. Jesus calls her daughter, though I would guess she's as old, if not older, than he is. Jesus calls her daughter, welcoming her back into the family. He pronounces her healed of her disease, and then he blesses her with the words, "Go in peace." This will be the first real peace this woman has known in 12 years, knowing that her body is whole, knowing she can resume life with her family and her friends. A gift of peace that we can only hope she will carry with her beyond those voices and faces in the crowd who are right now judging her for her boldness, judging her for interrupting Jesus and Jairus and for postponing the healing of the little girl. A blessing of peace as the reality and the beauty of this healing emerges within her. This story that sits at the center of the Galilean tales says to me, healing for our disease is always available to us. No matter how ugly our hurts may be, no matter how long we've been waiting, healing is always possible, for nothing is impossible for our God. So what's been plaguing you? What disease nags at you? Is there a grief you are carrying, a regret that's weighing you down, a conversation you've been avoiding, a forgiveness you know you need to offer? Any one of those can get in the way of our lives, can keep us from knowing Jesus' blessing of peace. If we examined our hearts, we'd maybe even see the burl there, the bump of regret, the unspoken truth, the forgiveness withheld. God, who is always at work in us, making us into something new, wants to help you turn that burl into something beautiful. No matter how long you've waited, no matter how ugly you think your disease might be, it is never too late to seek God's help. Whatever you carry, whatever keeps you from living fully, it's never too much for God to handle. It is possible to reach out and to take hold of the healing you seek. It's another step on the road to becoming the new creation God is making you into. Believe, seek, ask, find peace, know beauty, become new. Amen.